Too Geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. We're talking sound, partitions, sound, more sound, Happy Mother's Day, German teens getting arrested, and Kyle, our new champion of technology here in the Phoenix area.
I know you are, but what am I? You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Wow, that was an exceptional piece of audio.
That was completely inappropriate.
You could actually download that and make that every time you started your computer, or every time you had a problem, you could assign that sound file to the, instead of it going ding, it could do that whole thing.
Instead of going ding?
Yeah.
What is it called, Catfight?
No, that's just that's Pee-wee Herman doing his thing. Pee-wee's Big Adventure. All right, let's get back to the phones here and let's talk to...
Ooh, no, we promised.
Oh, yes.
And our listeners demand.
I know. I'm sorry. What was I thinking? This week's Geek Speak of the Week is Geek Gap.
Geek Gap?
Geek Gap, yes. It's the disproportion between executives who oversee technological projects. So the bosses that call the shots... who generally don't understand what they're doing with technology, and the technicians who are required to implement and maintain those projects. So,
oh, I thought it was referring to the people on those really cheesy commercials for that clothing company.
Yeah, probably.
You know, the Gap geeks, I guess that would be.
Yeah,
I don't know. The other way
around. How many times have we seen it, though, in the last 15 years with our customers? You see the CEO says, I saw this reviewed in a magazine. I want this implemented in my business.
By the end of the day.
And the guys that have to do it are looking at him like, did you read more than just one review on this thing?
Right.
And did you see the review is for a company that has 4,000 computers and not 40?
And then the next week it's abandoned.
Yeah. So you CEOs out there, be very careful about creating this geek gap where you implement technology based on lack of knowledge.
The geek gap is actually very, very similar to another place entirely.
Ah, yeah.
Huh?
The wider the geek gap, the more likely you'll end up in the Twilight Zone when it comes to technology. Hey, Taylor, what about our free download of the week?
Well, whenever I get a new CD, I go straight to my computer and I copy it down to the data file.
Right, the hard drive, right? You rip the songs right off that CD and you make copies onto the hard drive. That way you can have this huge library instead of having to worry about disks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can set your disk aside, which is perfectly legal because you're just copying it for your own use.
Well, then you don't have to worry about it because how many times, you know, that new John Mayer CD didn't last very long, did it? Got scratched
up
pretty good.
No, it still works. That was my Weird Al CD.
Weird Al went well.
Way more important than the John Mayer CD.
So our free download of the week, who's that for? For people that really want to get into the CD ripping thing?
Actually, it's for music lovers.
Music lovers. So if you love music and you want to make, if you want to create that jukebox on your computer, you might check out our free download of the week. Of course, Media Player and a lot of the others will download and rip songs for you fairly easily. But if you really want to get sophisticated, you might want to check out CD-DA Extractor.
And this, it's got to be good because it's recommended by one out of one of our musical directors.
Yes.
So
it just gives you a lot more control. If you're really into music and you really want to control the quality and the volume levels and all that stuff when you are downloading or ripping songs, you may want to check that out. It's a freebie. It's available at our website, datadoctors.com. Simply click on the radio show section and you'll see all of today's offerings, including the Geek Speak of the Week, the free download of the week, and all of the resources on how to make your computer sound more gooder.
Absolutely. 30 minutes.
Left.
30 minutes is what we have left in this show, so don't go anywhere. Don't even tune out for the break. You sit right where you're at. You sit right on the phone like Fred, Joe, Bill, Wally, and you at 602-277-5827, because when we come back, we're going to take those calls, those questions, and get them handled.
Remember, we want to teach through others' pain, so learn from other people's pain when you listen to this show. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and T the Man, the Data Doctor's back after this.
Oh, yeah.
Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport presents...